Portland, Oregon's urban entertainment. What started as an environmentally friendly way to commute has turned to full force combat. Prepare thyself for a joust down.
These are a bunch of my friends and cohorts that participated in a lot of bike fun.
What is it about this place that makes you do this?
Keeping it freaky.
Keeping it freaky, okay, yeah?
We're more fun than a lot of the rest of the country, yeah. I think.
Yeah.
Fun or stupid, I want in.
So what do I need to do this?
Don't fall off your bike.
Can you get hurt from it?
Yeah, you'll be fine, I'm sure.
Thanks, guy in crutches.
Tall bike jousting in Oregon, calf testicle festivals in Oklahoma, lobster boat races in Maine. Americans will do just about anything to entertain themselves. Travel Channel's new series, Edge of America, celebrates the weird and wonderful varieties of entertainment that have developed around regionally unique and historic places. Premiering Tuesday, January 22nd at 9 o'clock and 9:30, the 13 half-hour episodes feature arts and entertainment reporter Jeff Edgars investigating his way across the country in search of all-American fun. And you can follow Edgars as he immerses himself in American subcultures and dives headfirst into the unexpected and bizarre world of entertainment found on the edge of America. Jeff Edgars joins us this morning. Jeff, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Hi there. How you doing?
Doing fine. This sounds like a blast. It sounds
it's fun. You know, it's like it's really an adventure, not only for, you know, the viewer, but also for me. You know, I get to go to all sorts of places I don't belong, and, you know, the key is that I get to participate in everything.
Why do you feel you don't belong?
Well, I mean, I don't belong. I mean, anytime you go somewhere where you're like an outsider and you're doing something that you never even knew existed, I mean, I think that's where I don't belong. I mean, I'm used to not belonging as a reporter. I mean,
yeah.
Whether I'm, you know, at the Museum of Fine Arts covering like a really ritzy, you know, reception, or at Symphony Hall, you know, I sort of feel like I don't belong there either. I mean, I'm just a writer. But, you know, just being, like, able to throw myself into the mix, climb ice walls, fly seaplanes, it's really, I really don't belong.
But it also underlines the regional concept of how these are festivals that are in very specific regions, and to those regions and to those communities, what they're doing does not seem that strange.
Well, we're on the Travel Channel for a reason, which is that, you know, these things wouldn't take place just anywhere. You know, when we're going and, you know, we're at an international tree climbing competition in Oregon, it's because of what Oregon is like. And when you're in Oklahoma at a calf fry, you know, thousands of people out there to at an event that's centered around basically sliced, breaded, and fried bull testicles, it's happening in Oklahoma for a reason. You know, so it's really all about, you know, finding these special things in this place. You know, there are a few things that are just like, why are these happening? Well, don't ask why. But in general, you know, when you come and watch an episode, you're going to see that these things are there for a reason.
They are unique, and some of these have been around for a long time. They have been very ingrained within the culture of that community.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this race that I did in Oregon, in Tillamook County, the Pig and Ford race, which you'll see at 9:30 on Tuesday night, you know, since 1925, they've been doing this race where basically you start out on the side of the track, the gun goes off, you grab a pig, you run, you crank up a Model T, you jump in while still holding the live pig, and race around the track. You know, they've been doing that for like almost 100 years.
And at what point do you think, well, maybe we should stop doing that?
What do you mean? Why? I mean, you said that it's like people are willing to do almost anything in your introduction. It's like,
yeah.
I mean, I think it's crazy people are willing to pay like $700 to go see the Rolling Stones in like a nondescript concert, you know, venue. I think that's crazy. When you go and see the Pig and Ford race, you know, the main thing I'm thinking is, damn, I'm lucky to be here.
Yeah, but to watch it or to participate in it?
Both. I mean, nothing, I mean, participating in it is crazy enough.
Right.
But just standing there and watching it, you know, I watched the first race as I was standing there, and you just can't help but have a smile on your face. Now, I'm not telling you that everything that I've participated in has been like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel lucky to be witnessing this stuff. I wish we had a Pig and Ford race here in, you know, in my hometown of Boston.
But it wouldn't work.
Would it? I don't know. I mean, I think...
Well, I think it gets to the regional nature. I mean,
anywhere, you know? I hear what you're saying. I mean, like, you know, everybody has, you know, the beauty of the show. It's like Maine. I'm very familiar with Maine, I thought, from living here my whole life.
I mean, lobster boat races are make sense in Maine.
Do they, though? I mean, a lobster boat is not exactly a racing instrument. And the guy throws an engine in there that looks like it came out of the Munsters. And you're going 80 miles an hour. And frankly, like, nothing could seem more ridiculous to me or exciting than a lobster boat race. Like, I understand why they have something involving lobster boats, but the racing part,
yeah,
that's just crazy.
Well, and the souped up nature of it, but and then that becomes competition, and it allows it you get this rivalry, right? I mean, that's how these things grow from year to year.
Well, to your point, you're not going to have a lobster boat race in Oklahoma,
right?
Or Arkansas. You know, you're going to have it in Maine.
You're going to have it in Maine, and you're going to have the people who actually care, the guys who own the lobster boats who say, I can do better than you, right?
That's right. That's absolutely right.
And those are the characters. And this show just seems filled with characters.
Yeah, I mean, the beauty of the show, and, you know, I think my big problem with TV is that too many shows make fun of people from other places. You know, that kind of like hillbilly genre where you get somebody with funny hair and like bad teeth and you kind of mock them a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't feel that way as a person, you know? And so when we go out there, we're looking for characters who are part of the scene and like part of doing this. And I just want them to welcome me into their world. I mean, you go to Arkansas, which is like one of the most maligned states in the country, right? Well, you know, I'm in this place, Mountain View. These people, it's a beautiful day. There are mountains in the, you know, surrounding. There are people playing, you know, old-time music. There's great food there. You know, and you look and there's this beautiful house right in the center of town. It's like $80,000. I mean, they should be laughing at us. You know, I mean, we in Boston, New York, you know, Los Angeles, I mean, we're the fools in many ways.
And the fact that this is, it's a dual entertainment in the sense of there's the festival, there is the regional activity, and then there is the entertainment that you're providing by showing and showcasing this to us as an audience of quote-unquote outsiders.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we hope to do when people are watching, to bring them into another world. But also to make them think differently maybe about travel, the idea that you don't need to go to the place that you've heard of. You know, maybe there are these hidden pockets with really cool stuff to do. I mean, I'm going back this summer, Eastport, Maine, where we filmed the Pirate Festival. I'm going back there for a couple weeks. We rented a house somewhat near there. My whole family's going there because I just felt like I discovered a place, you know? It wasn't like the same old, same old.
Yeah, and I find it fascinating of also how and I assume you found this to be basically true of how accepting they are to visitors and welcoming. Having attended many festivals like this, I remember going to Luling, Texas, for their watermelon festival. Of how welcoming they are when you show up and you go to the and you go to the Chamber of Commerce and say, what's happening in town? They're all over you.
Well, why not? You know, I mean, we have this sense that people, you know, from outside the Northeast don't like us, but I don't think that's really true. I think, you know, most of the time you approach somebody with an open mind and you're really genuinely interested and you don't act like, you know, you're better, they're going to want to, like, welcome you into the world, you
yeah.
know? And I hope that we're the same way when people come from the outside. Well, we aren't always, you know, in the Northeast. But, you know, people, they just want to share what they're doing and why it's special.
But they're proud of it. I mean,
yeah.
they do want to share it. They're proud of what they're doing, and it's fun. What do you think how do you keep it entertaining in the sense of you getting involved and showing these various activities?
Well, I mean, I want to experience it firsthand, and, you know, hopefully the viewer experiences it in that sort of vicarious way through watching me do whatever I'm doing. And, you know, I'm mildly athletic. I'm totally game for anything. I'm pretty willing to take on a little bit of pain, but this isn't Jackass, you know? So, I mean, really what it comes down to is me, you know, being willing to become part of it. So I'm reporting on it, but, you know, I also got to climb the ice wall, you know? I've also got to play unicycle football or go hunting, you know, something that's totally foreign to me, you know, as a guy who grew up in, you know, in the suburbs. And so, you know, I think people enjoy watching you get in the mix like that, and like also being able to identify with you're not really knowing how to do it. I mean, it's a bizarre job. I mean, I come into work, you know, for this show, and you know, I'll have never flown a seaplane before, or I'll have never gone to a car race, and suddenly within an hour, I'm drag racing somebody, or I'm tackling an alligator. It's very strange.
Edge of America premieres on Tuesday, January 22nd at 9 o'clock and 9:30. The 13 half-hour episodes feature arts and entertainment reporter Jeff Edgars, who has been our guest this morning. Jeff, best of luck with the series, and thanks very much for sharing with us.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me on.
Enjoy it. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.